Hey, Chef Kendra here. Welcome to our update. That's right, it's ours. You and me. Let's make it happen. Okay, this podcast or update or whatever we're going to call it is about the 4th of July. Now, what's this holiday about? I know that a few of you listening haven't a clue what the 4th of July is about because you're not from the good old US of A. So let me enlighten you. The 4th of July is when the United States declared her independence with the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain. They were like, yo, we got these 13 colonies, and what we're telling y'all is we're now a new nation, son. This went down on the 4th of July in 1776. It was officially a holiday in 1870. All right, enough about history. Let's get down to business. So you've invited a bunch of people over for the 4th of July. Now what? My favorite way to host a barbecue is to have everybody bring a little something. Then we all can focus on enjoying each other's company. I'll focus on one or two main things and everyone else pitches in, or get a couple peeps to agree to help in with the cleanup so it all won't be on you. And if they broke and have enough money to buy things to make, then they can still feel like they're contributing to the festivities. In my family and in my partner's family, potlucks are on the regular. Even sometimes weddings, we do potlucks. It's economical and it's very inclusive. But look, if Aunt Sally has this jello thingy that everybody hates, just have Aunt Sally bring the napkins or paper plates. It's all good. It's all good in the hood, son. Now, I'm going to give you a list of things that you don't want to forget. People tend to forget these things. I've forgotten some of these things. I'm sure you all can relate. Let's get into it. Ice. Don't forget the ice. You need ice for drinks. You need ice for coolers. You need ice when somebody bumps their elbow playing volleyball. Just buy plenty of ice. Don't forget the disposables. Plates, napkins, forks, knives, spoons, bowls, toothpicks. Don't forget the coals or the propane. Nobody's grilling anything without any coals or propane, depending on the type of grill you have. Always have extra barbecue sauce. You can never have enough of that stuff. When you think you just put it on the ribs, everybody gonna lick their fingers and everything's gonna be wonderful. People love adding extra barbecue sauce, and they like dipping other things into them. Plus, they like using barbecue sauce for grilled hot dogs. Some people like to put it on their burgers. What I suggest is get like a squeeze bottle, fill it with barbecue sauce. Just put it on the buffet table or in the middle of the table, and you good to go. Oh, buns. Do not forget buns. People always forget buns. What's a grilled hot dog or a perfectly cooked burger on the 4th of July without a bun? I know paleo, but that's not the kind of show we having today. extra trash cans. That's another thing. You want to have trash cans in many different locations. They can be little. You want to don't forget the bags for them and have them strategically placed throughout the party or event. You know, have a couple in the backyard, a couple inside the kitchen, the family room where a couple of people are watching a game or something like that. That's critical, and it makes cleanup later way easier. Extra chairs. Now, people forget this all the time. I'm not saying you have to have a chair for everyone, but you should have a lot of chairs where when people, they can rotate around them. I would say you got to have a seat for all the older people who's going to be at your event. I would probably make sure I did have enough seating for absolutely everyone. Of course, everyone's never going to be sitting down at the same time, but better too much than too little. Sometimes I've left events because I've been standing up for 3 hours, and I'm like, skip this. I'm going home, watch TV. True. I feel that way at the bar, too. If I go to a bar or a club, and there's just never anywhere to sit, at all. And I like standing up. Standing up is cool. Dancing is cool. Having a good time is cool. But eventually you get a little, like, you just want to chill. Okay, moving on. Oh, two other things before we leave that topic. You want to make sure you have a fire extinguisher. And you want to make sure you have a spritz bottle for the grill. And you're good to go. Now, there are some things that you should absolutely do the day before. And this is not food related. Of course, you're going to have your food prepped. You're going to be all on top of that game. But you want to make sure that your coolers are clean. Where you're going to have your ice, where you're going to have your drinks, you want to make sure those are clean. You want to make sure you clean your grill. You want to make sure you clean your furniture, your patio furniture. You want to make sure your Bluetooth speakers and music games in full effect. You want to set up the games y'all are going to be playing. You want to prepare how you're doing your fireworks if you're into that. So you just want to make sure that on the day of the event, and this goes for any event, 4th of July, whatever you're doing, the more you do beforehand, the more fun you're going to have. And as a host, it's important that you have a good time too. You just don't want to be running around trying to get everything prepared during the event. Next thing you know, the event is over and your house is trashed. So you got to clean up and you miss all the fun. And that's not the way to do it. You want to set things up unless you're getting paid, unless you're a caterer, unless you're an event planner. But if it's your family and friends, you want to be a part of that. So you want to make sure you have everything as much as you can prep the day before. Okay, we're going to move on from that. I read about 8 ways Americans celebrate the 4th of July. I found this on Inquisitor.com. And the reason why it was interesting, I just wanted to see if me and my family participate in these things they say. So, I'm going to go from lowest to highest. Number 8th on their list was eating contests. Now, I'm a YouTuber, but I've never engaged in an eating contest. I got no problem with that. I know they do all the ones like the hot dog eating contest in New York. But no, I have never participated in an eating contest, but that's number 8 on their list. Number 7 is festivals. I've never been to a festival on the 4th of July. I'd be totally game for that. Flying the flag at number 6. We've done that. 5, eating ice cream. Wait, what? That's the 4th of July? I eat ice cream every day. No, I don't. A couple times a week. But yeah, eating ice cream. Going to see fireworks. Now, when I was growing up, we did this every 4th of July. It was a mad big 4th of July fireworks situation, and we loved it. Of course, barbecues at number 2. I mean, that's what 4th of July is all about to us. And number 1 is parades. I've never been to a parade on the 4th of July, but it seems logical. And they have it at number 1. I would think barbecues would be at number 1, but not on this list. So, again, from 8 to 1, eating contest. 7, festivals. 6, flying the flag. 5, eating ice cream. 4, going to see fireworks. Number 3, buying fireworks. Number 2, barbecues. Number 1, parades. Now, I'm going to wrap this up a little bit. I'm going to tell you the things that I cannot go without personally on the 4th of July. I don't know what you can't go without on the 4th of July, but here's my list. Baked beans. I have this aunt that is a baked bean boss. She's a baked bean goddess. Barbecue ribs. We don't do 4th of July without barbecue ribs. We don't play them type of games. And I don't know if everybody in America does this, but in our family, and in my partner's family, macaroni and cheese is so American. It shows up at every single holiday. Fresh corn. You know how we do this? This is an all-American celebration. So corn, fresh lemonade for the kids and all of us, and quality beer. Oh yeah, and somebody better show up with some ice cream or it's on. Anyway, this has been my 4th of July update. I have a 4th of July playlist on my YouTube channel. Check it out if you need any ideas. And that's it. Chef Kendra's out. Peace.